older brothers, sisters like you tend to, young people, entrepreneurs, got to make some money. No. The very first principle the Lord provides is a warning against praying as the pagans do. He does not want them to turn to prayer about to teach them in the biblical. The Bible declares, we just talked, Kate just read it, vain repetition. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need even before you ask. How can that be? I've got some deep, dark secrets that you have no secrets. Well, you can hide from your mom. You can hide from your dad. You can hide from your grandparents. You can hide from your brothers and sisters. You cannot hide from the Lord. If we want to get close to the Lord, we must continually communicate with Him. Prayer is our way of doing that. Oh, but I like to be popular at school. I like friends. I know how to be friends. I dress the right way. I smell like that world. I dress like them. I act like them. Is the Lord pleased with you? You think He's worried about what you look like, what you smell like? You think He's concerned about that? He wants your heart. Period. It's not what we utter with coming to know every more fully the one whom we pray. God has revealed His word. The prayer of faith must be rooted in the Scriptures. Study the Bible. Read it. Grow. Don't look to be fed by the brethren. Be thankful for that. But search the Scriptures out. Be able to discern right from wrong. This day is waxing closer to the end. You're going to see false teaching. You're going to think people telling you things that you didn't, you thought, oh, I don't know. Why don't you know? Because you're not putting this first. You got your angel in this hand, and this is your collecting dust. Study the Word, especially the promises of God. Find out the will of God is for you, and read. Prayer is not a means of presenting our requests. Not a means of presenting our question. It's a means of pursuing our relationship with our Heavenly Father. That's what it's all about. You think that you look at me and say, oh, it's broke. I'm an old man. But you know something? In the scope of eternity, this is nothing. You're going to spend eternity, if you're saved, you're going to spend eternity with the Lord. You're either going to go in and say, well, I know John 3:16. Now, I tried to live for you. You know, whatever this is. But the point is, the more you study, the more you know Christ, there's nothing like knowing who He is. Listen to this. Much, how much do I owe you, said a man to his Lord, for giving me this day and all the days that have gone before? Shall I build a temple? Shall I make a sacrifice? Tell me, Lord, and I will pay the price. And the Lord said, I won't take less than your love, your sweet love. No, I won't take less than your love. All the treasures of this world can never be enough. And I won't take less than your love. Who do you love? You love yourself? Gotta be in all the highest fashion. Gotta be like everybody else in the community, driving that car, and all those things. Or do you love Him? Do you trust Him?
Remember, we are all sinners who sin every day.
Every day we sin. Oh, how can that be? We sin every day. I'm saved. No, we sin every day in our words that we speak. We speak a lot with our nonverbal communication. Did you know that? I can tell what you think just by looking at you. But the Lord knows your heart. Unconfessed sin breaks our union with God. Will not break our union with God. It will, however, break our communion with God. Confession is a crucial aspect of daily prayer. You've got to say, Lord, Lord, you know, I worked with a man who was terrible. Well, he is terrible. I worked for the president of the company I was in. One of the vice presidents was extremely jealous because the Lord blessed me and gave me success. It made my life miserable. I come home every night, I tell my wife, and I complain. Karen looked at me and she let me go. She said, you finished? I looked at her and said, what do you mean I'm not finished? I said, don't you hear what I'm saying? She said, well, tell me when you're done. Let me go get your box of Kleenex. She said, that man is destined for Christ's eternity.
What are you doing for him?
Wow. Wow. Oh, my wife's a woman with little words. But when she speaks, she knocks you out like a, you know, like a bat.
So, you know, you got to be careful. Why pray if God knows our needs?
While our Father knows what we need before we even ask. Remember, before you ask, He knows what you need. Not what you want. I want this, I want.
No.
What you need. He knows what you need. You don't know what you need. You think you know what you need. You do not know what you need. Before we even ask, our supplications are in and of themselves the acknowledgement of our dependence. Did you hear this? On the acknowledgement of our dependence. Our dependence on Him. And that alone is the reason not to pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Pray for everyone. Pray for your enemy. Pray for everyone. Pray for the saints that they will grow and be godly men and godly women. That they will not compromise. You pray that? You pray for each other? You pray for that sister who brought you the wrong way? Lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. They're rooted deep in this world. This world is not our home. Don't get comfortable with it. We're moving on. But God wants us to impact this world we live in. What are you doing in your lives, young people? First generation? Where's that? Counselors? What are you doing? Wasting time? Satan will rob you of valuable time. DVDs, CDs, music. I dare anybody in this room, I dare. Come see me. Come see me. Show me that you listen and watch DVDs. But you spend how much time with this? And you say, oh, go to me. Sit down. Go have coming on. I'm ready to go. Hey, come on. Where's your priorities? Ask yourself that. Ask yourself that. Do you love that one who knew no sin? Is it nothing to you? Is it nothing to you? Is that why you behave the way you do?
In the Garden of Gethsemane,
the Lord addressed to God as Father. He taught His disciples and He's teaching us. Your kingdom come, your will be done. And now we pray it is possible that this may come, may pass from me, yet not my will, but your. Are you willing to say, Father, my will? Your will be done or my will? You guys know all the right words. You know the hymns. You know the scriptures. Oh, I can get along with the best of them. Do not look and talk is cheap. Heart. 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 You hear what I'm saying? Heart. You understand, Mark? Jesus was the bread of life. He thanked God before He ate. I just threw that in there. He thanked God before He fed the 5,000. And you know, we should recognize that the will must be submitted to His will. That the will must be submitted to His will. To be submitted, you have to be humble. You have to realize that no more, not me first. No, not me first. Lord, You're first in my life. Not my will. Your will, Father. I'll do what You want me to do. Send me. Send me. I'm ready. No. I've got too much time. Yeah, you got all the money. I love that living. You got like cars, like clothes. Man, look at me. I'm going to heaven. Hey, you know, I'll just blend in with the rest of them. I'll come to me, you know. No.
You pray your will be done in first and foremost recognition of the sovereignty of God. We have a righteous God. A God who doesn't want to look at you or hear you. That's why Jesus is intervening. He's intervening because we're sinners. He knows that He gave His only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross. So Jesus is intervening for you now because we're sinners. Saved by grace, but we're sinners.